House Speaker John Boehner has been angry.
This isn't some damn game.
He's been conciliatory.
I'm not drawing any lines in the sand. It's time for us to just sit down and resolve our differences.
And at times, even after a meeting at the White House with fellow Republicans, he's been a man alone, caught between party colleagues demanding a hard line on the president's health care plan.
A one-year delay of that tax is more than fair, given how poorly the rollout of Obamacare has been.
And other members of his party who think forcing a government shutdown was the wrong way to go.
Sir, is this strategy working for the Republicans?
Depends on how you look at it, not from my perspective.
The political divide is deep, with a group of about 80 Republican representatives insisting on nothing less than the repeal of the new U.S. health insurance program known as Obamacare. It's something rival Democrats and President Barack Obama have flatly ruled out. Many of the same Republican lawmakers are also drawing a hard line on the country's debt, saying they will not raise the debt limit by the October 17th deadline, putting the U.S. at risk of a default. And as the shutdown drags on, John Fortier at the Bipartisan Policy Center says it's the hardliners who seem to be driving the debate.
They certainly have forced the speaker's hand to make sure that this is not a light confrontation, that we have a big airing of the differences.
That approach has played well with the voters and communities which elected the hardliners in the first place. Steve Billett with the Legislative Affairs Program at George Washington University says that leaves Boehner with little leverage.
No one in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives fears John Boehner. They are not going to do anything, vote with him in response to his requests, because there's nothing he can do to them.
In the meantime, with every day that goes by, there is also more heat from President Obama.
Talks, negotiations shouldn't require hanging the threats of a government shutdown or economic chaos over the heads of the American people.
Jennifer Duffy at the Cook Political Report says someone's going to have to flinch.
It makes it very hard to cut a deal when nobody's at the table.
All we're asking for is to sit down and have this conversation.
The latest plea in a political confrontation that has official Washington still going nowhere. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.